古萨我叫咩政府古里西亚路国家出咩弄哈？我做只师傅叫哈，叫只老叫波到其他古路反正那路路班咩哈？那个古镇罗哈，镇去帮到，但是后面班上事哈，就过哈路忙几次了，咩班上事？古一下咪家哈哈忙事就 OK 嘞，对啊，后面弄哈，后面再叨叨哈，就别头嘛就 OK。把钱都别到我个叫，你个钱都别，个叫别登记喏，露珠别好个，所以别叫你喏啦，就奖品哈，别个叫我个住，但错我你喏别弄个出路，别收了包，个下来去做别，我叫路喏要个叫是，也只要个叫，别讨论的去什么别装个搞，阿门。Okay, today, I'll be reading from Romans chapter 1, verse 18 to 23.So if you guys can read along with me. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of man who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen.Being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. For even though they knew God, they did not honor God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish hearts was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man, and of birds, and four-footed animals, and crawling creatures. The no Paul Tao Hache Nunu all question. Question T E the ya who deserves the wrath of God? Make the deserve much ha wrath. And the second question, the ya ya who is accountable for knowing who Christ is? Make the accountable. If Paul Tao Hache Nuno Hata.别单超人 accountable， 别单超人包，还别单超人有几多事？哎，就别晒露露 wrath， 喏，露 wrath 叫啷起？头古山树露露 wrath， 古山好哒 ，wrath 叫那个头有气性，哎，有啥么放战斗，有闹出来领导了，有白么熬夜，但侬要 wrath 就好有气性，有啥 express， 有好 rage， 有好 anger， 有好 fury， 那是别晒就放住，你只要嘞喏。万几在你只要那个百多人，万几人没有，喊你人我来喏，但是你只我，你到到，我做那个你嘛来judge 的，路路 wrath 喏，从 Greek 不么在路乎 orge 路在路的要乎猛的要好羞 ，or swelling of wrath 的要 a swelling of God，so swelling 的要到有到路 blister。一路 blister 啊，比修多，这头路 blister 到了，这就过包得多。这完全要来挪，特别 all get talk get to， 特别 build up wrath， 别 store wrath inside 完全。And so， 头你到了，头 judgment comes， 你要 pour 你个 wrath against 别。A swelling or a building up of wrath is what we cause when we are sinning， when we continue to sin， when we continue to fall。Into these temptations and we continue to do wrong and live an unrighteous life. And so today we're going to look at three behaviors that it is explained in verse 18 that demands or deserves the wrath of God. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven.Against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth and righteousness. Ungodliness. Ungodliness. Lulu, ungodliness translate as irreverence towards God. If we give reverence to Him, then He will love us and He will not condemn us. But if we don't take God seriously, that then becomes a serious problem. An example of this is when something happens in your life and you say, oh, I know what God says about this, but I think He's not regarding it towards me. It's towards someone else. Main purpose is not that. Her main purpose, we have to honor Him and respect Him and give reverence towards God in order for Him to be able to love us unconditionally as He does. When we don't give reverence to Him, when we take Him very lightly and we don't take Him seriously, His wrath is aimed towards us. We're building wrath up, we're building up and storing up wrath. And so let's look at Romans chapter 2, verse 5 and 6. It says, but because of your stubbornness and unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on a day of wrath and revelation of righteousness, judgment of God, who will render to each person according to his deeds. We will get our consequences. We will pay for our actions, our deeds, on the day of judgment. So your big thing, okay, talk it to. The thing, she no want you to look, the thing, she food want you. They told to know her. The paying your chi, paying your get what we deserve. We will get what we deserve. So, Petra, come and shake your like a yiglo. A second behavior, your unrighteousness. Unrighteousness of man. Compared to those who are in prison, those who are murderers, those who are killers, our sin may be very little. But when we compare it to God's standards, it's still sin. It's still sin. It's a slippery slope when we continue to sin. And as we fall, we will fall faster and fall deeper, and we'll find ourselves in a pit where we can't get out of. So look at the American history. When the people first came here to America, the Puritans and the Quakers, they wanted to live a holy life, a life that was pure for God. It's separate from holy life. We have moved far away from where we were, where what we planned for when we started. There's lesbians, married lesbians, homosexuality among us now. There are so many things that our nation has fallen apart from where we began. And as we look at it, not only with that, even abortion is so big now. Murder. And double murder. And it makes sense. That doesn't make sense, because that's something that God says is considered murder. But we've fallen so far in our society now that we do not know what this even is, because we allow sin to creep into our lives And as we allow that, it will slowly build up and it will slowly become larger. And even the littlest sin will allow that to happen.
We want you to look to have a bit tea and sell like to get all it. We need to have it to get a dollar.
Jump with feedback. The third behavior that's found in this verse is suppressing men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. So, if suppress, Lulu suppress, no, Lulu suppress the an idea of holding one down, putting all your weight upon the efforts to restrict its free movement. To suppress, no, football, American football, the main idea is to suppress the other team from bringing the ball to the touchdown. You suppress their movement. In Vanjitulu, when we suppress his word, we do the same thing. So if it's suppressed, it's a loom. Suppressing the truth, God's word, is like watering it down so that others may not be offended. Many times that's going on so much. I've been to so many churches, so many places, that they no longer even read scripture when they preach, when they speak. Because it's something that they are afraid to say because it'll offend people. And our nation now, we have to say it harshly as how the scripture says it. If we suppress it, if we hold it down, and we do not let the word of God speak in our lives, we aren't doing what he called us to do. Let's look at this. When I'm in Georgia, I'm from Georgia. So when I look in the night sky, it's just the country. There's so many stars in the sky. I see very little stars, and I can count almost all of them if I take the time to do it. But why is that? When we look at it, God's word will always be there. But we allow our sins, our unclean hearts, our darkened hearts, and we will not be able to see his word because we are not ready to be there yet. Like the stars that we can't see because all the man-made light. It's going to be there still, but we just can't see it because we're so dark and we're so futile. So the suppression of God's truth, suppress God's truth, If it's shy mong lu, that's no hoya for first question. For first question, you'll need to deserve the wrath of God. Those who deserve the wrath of God have these three personalities, these three behaviors of living an ungodly life, living an unrighteous life, and also suppressing His truth. The second question that we will address is who is held accountable? Who is held accountable? And Ben Yin Su Tantu. And Paul Yin Shao No, Paul Yin Hata, Hungai Kotio Tuningo. It says, because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. We are without excuse. We have no legal argument to say that we never knew who God was. And so we look at the very first one in verse 19. It says that God made it evident within them. Within them, they gunjeng ta yo pelu conscious. Bu pe nun ju pe pao ta ye mo tu wan ju, to pe yu lo pe pao ta pe na ji yo pe na ji. Pe na yo tu yu pe ta shi pe pao ta mo tu wan ju lu chan po, yi tu wan ju ji cho yang zhang hu no. The conscious is the very first thing that makes us accountable, makes us know that there is a God. In verse 20, Paul wrote that through creation, we will know that there is a God. It's been clearly seen so that we will not have an argument against Him, so that we are all guilty. It takes a deliberate act to look around, to look at all the creation, look at all the plants, all the trees, the stars, the moon, all the sea, all the creatures in the sea, to say that there is no God. It can't happen by chance. It can't happen by evolution. We were not created from monkeys. Invisible attributes, eternal power, divine nature. Cover the whole area. Through these two things, from the inside and from creation, are we held accountable? We will know by just looking at creation, looking at the stars, of how great they are. Those people who have not heard the word of Jesus proclaimed has in their heart, in their soul, in their conscience, knowing that there is someone greater, there is a God that created all these things. So we are all held accountable. Be tan cho yin guilty. Be tan cho yin yo chu bao ha da yin mo yi du ma chu. In Psalms 19 verse 1 and 3 it says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. It utters day unto day speeches, and night unto night shows acknowledge. And there is no speech, no language, where their voice is not heard. Even the skies declares His glory, the heavens. Looking at all the galaxies in the universe that scientists and astronomers have discovered shows how great He is. Can all of that happen by a big bang? Can all of that happen by chance? But it only takes one God, our God, His magnificent and all-powerful God who said and has spoken and came into being. This is our God, and we have to give reverence to Him. We have to honor Him. In Job, it says, Job chapter 12, verse 7 and 9, it says, "But now ask the beasts, and let them teach you, and the birds of the heavens, and let them tell you, or speak to the earth, and let it teach you, and let the fish of the sea declare to you." Nu da cha, nu jan no, nu lum la te, ni yin yo ka chu ko fan chi yo nei tu. If we ask the animals, if we look at it, just look at how unique all these animals are. I remember the other day I was watching a nature show with ants and termites and seeing how strong these people are, how strong these insects are. If the ants were created as big as we are, we will be wiped out. Because they are smart, they are strong, and they're amazing. Just to see how unique they are and see how much God planted into them. And to look at us, God invested so much more in us so that we are His glory. We show His glory. And even in us, are we created better than them? And so we have the capacity to even do more than ants. And so if we ask the creatures, who is supposed to proclaim this stuff even more? I believe are the scientists that study the scientists and astronomers and physicists. I believe they are the ones who should be proclaiming the word of God even more, because they know the design, they know the plan and the order of how things work. Us common folks, we don't understand that stuff when they speak it to us. But they do, and I think they should be the one proclaiming it more. There is a physicist and astronomer, he's a professor, and he said this: "Scientists have spent the last several centuries climbing a mountain, and when we got to the summit, we found that theologians have been sitting there for 2,000 years. Now, what does this mean? What the thing is study science, just scientists. They've been sitting there for 2,000 years. Theologians and scientists have been trying to find out why things work and why things were created. And when they finally got there, they saw the theologians have been sitting there. Bring glory to God. And so, just to explain a little bit of how much they know, the sun go to 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit. How the outside study how inside the sun miles away. Perfect. He created everything so perfect. If God put us a little closer or a little further from the sun, there would be no life existence on the planet Earth. That's how perfect He created. And scientists and astronomers, they know this. However, they still don't believe that there's a God. Many but don't believe that there's a God. And they believe that all this happened by chance, to the specific distance, by chance. The earth, it rotates, it spins, it controls the seasons, the time, the year. The seasons. And you spin, 1,000 miles an hour as it orbits. 1,000 miles an hour it orbits. and 1,000 miles per minute does it spin. So being orbiting, no, huh? That ship itching spin. We spin really fast. However, being on this planet, we don't feel anything. Bitchy feel bitching yelling. Which I'm not fine, but yeah, but the roller coaster too. Goodbye top last yelling, right? That she big yin and all num black no key to 1,000 miles. I think you feel it. Jokal knew planned out everything perfect. Everything was planned perfect so that we will not be able to feel the spinning earth, its orbit, its rotation. But we do see the changes, we see the time, we see the years pass, and things age. And that's how perfect He created things to be. Our hearts, the size of my fists, weighs 12 ounces. But in 12 hours, they've studied that it can lift up to 65 tons, 1 inch off the ground. That's a lot of work for a little heart. Now, 65 tons is 130 pounds. We look at creation, we will see that there is a God. We will see that God is there. My wife and I, we love looking at pictures. And about a few weeks ago, we went to the art museum in downtown. Beautiful pictures. I make it look horrible. When you compare it to theirs, you will know who drew what. And like creation, when we look at creation, we will know who created it. Because you can't say that there was no one who designed this place, who designed this earth, who designed the creation, who designed the universe and the galaxies. Because there is a creator, there is a designer who brought all this here so that we may have life, so that we may bring glory unto Him. Gunyal, Georgia, lots of truckers. I see a lot of trucks here too. But in Georgia, there are so much truckers, truck drivers. And one company, I don't want to say the name, so that if you guys do want to take his, apply for that job, I don't want to ruin it for you guys. But truckers, this company, they actually do a polygraph, a lie detector test, to see how truthful you are. One question they ask is, do you believe in God? The atheists, who don't believe in God, those who don't believe that God even exists, those who we're speaking about, those who want to them to see that there is a God, you're atheists. Do you believe in God? But I know I don't believe in God. The Shilu machine, the lie detector, the polygraph says that they are lying. Even though they are atheists, they are lying. Because deep down inside, as I mentioned before, our conscience, deep inside of us, we know that there is a creator. We know deep inside of us that there is someone who created all these things. And the atheists, even though they proclaim to not believe in God, deep down inside, they do believe in God. And this study was over a lot of people. So it wasn't just one person. It was through a lot of it. This was something that constantly happened. And that's why it was mentioned, and that's how I knew about it. Because it's funny to see, because we speak about it. And we see here in verse 21 that it says, for even though they knew Him, they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks. But they came futile in their speculations, and their foolish hearts was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the uncorruptible God for an image of the form of corruptible man and of birds and four-footed animals and crawling creatures. Professing to be wise, they profess to be wise, saying that everything happened by chance. There is no God. They look like a fool. took this test, people who took this polygraph test and said that they were atheists, and it turned out that when they answered that there is no God, that they're lying, they look like fools. Even if they haven't heard the word of God, they should know there is a creator. They should know there is a God. And they are found guilty, just like us, if we fall away. If we fall short of it, we ourselves are guilty. The only difference from us and them is that we know that there is a God, and we honor Him, and we give reverence to Him. And atheists, and those who do not believe in God, those who believe in other religions, they don't honor God. They don't give reverence to Him. When we don't honor God, when we don't give Him reverence, we actually bring Him shame. We bring shame to Him from our behalf. But one thing I want to explain to you guys and let you guys know that we all bring glory to God no matter what we do. Being bring glory to you. You be okay talk to law, being can glorify you. Be all gang gang law, being glorify you. Why do we bring glory to God even if we are sinning? Well, when we're sinning, when we're falling into temptation and we are falling away from God, guess what? When He punishes us, it shows how just He is, and that brings glory to Him. So, bring glory to deal with sin. He has to deal with sin. He has to, His wrath be poured out on us. So if we continue to sin, if we continue to live this lifestyle, we're just building up wrath, building up and storing up wrath. And when the day of judgment comes, we all will stand in front of Him, in front of Jesus, and He will ask us, even though you knew all this, why did you do what you did? And so, we have to look at our lives. Why do we continue to do what we do, even though we know that in the end we'll be judged according to our deeds, according to our actions? I know in John chapter 1, it talks about the light, Jesus coming into this world. He is the light. He's still here. However, in John chapter 3, it talks about how man loves darkness. Man loves their evil deeds, and their hearts are hardened, and the hearts are dark. And we reject Jesus. Even now, we are doing the same thing. We see in our nation, we see in our communities, everyone claims to be a Christian, yet we still live a horrible lifestyle, a lifestyle that does not bring glory to God, a lifestyle that is not holy and pure for God. And so, when we look at it, we got to realize exactly what we are doing. He's called us here to live this life. Even though we are blind spiritually, we have to open our eyes and see. The light is always here, like the example of the stars. The stars is always there, but we allow sin to come in our lives, and it suppresses our vision to see the stars. Jesus is the light of the world. He is here, but we allow our sins to suppress our way of seeing who He is. And unless we open our spiritual sight and see Him spiritually, I think that's the hardest thing that we will come to do. We have to see Him, and He is the light. He is always here, but we're blind, and we need to open our eyes so that we may see Him. God gave us the brains to do so many things. We melt iron to make nails and hammerheads and make so many things. He gave us the brains and the strength to cut down huge trees to make lumber and to make sticks and all sorts of things. He even brought His Son down so that we may see who His Son is. And He even allowed us to use the hammers and the nails and the lumbers to nail him on the cross. Hammer on nails. The cross. Nail his son on the cross. The cross. Creation. No more what you do, no more need to do, tell you to be a bitch and reject him. We still reject him. He gave us the word, his creation, his son, and we still reject him. And I want you guys to know today that it's very difficult for us because we got to realize that we're guilty. Being or tula, if you repent, if you salo, to get kuhala. We have to change. And so, the wrath, three behaviors are ungodliness, unrighteousness, and suppression of God's truth. Through our conscience, and through creation, and as we look at it, we're all guilty, no matter what we do. And I want you guys to know that. I want you guys to take this in. And as you look at yourselves, what are you doing to help others see? What are you going to do with this revelation that God has revealed to you today? Let us pray. Father, Lord, we thank you, for you are gracious. Lord, you've given us so many things to point to you, to show who you are, and yet we still reject you. You've given us your Son, your word, and we nail them to the cross. You gave them so many things. Even in creation, we can see that it points to you. And Lord, as we look at it, Lord, I do ask that you allow us to understand that if we live an ungodly life, if we live an unrighteous life, and if we suppress your truth, Lord, your wrath will come down on us. And as we continue to examine our lives, as we continue to push away those things that you do not want. Lord, allow us to be pure and holy for you. Allow us to study your word and give reverence to you. Father God, we thank you so much. And we do ask that you be with everyone today as we depart from here. Lord, you watch them, you guide them, and you allow them to have a safe trip back home. And thank you for bringing all the guests here, Lord, that they may have understand your word today, that they may give reverence to you and know that you are our God, our Creator. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.